علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we have been discussing about the issue of the continuity of the prophetic mission, focusing on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we say that there are four elements that need to be present. Either of these four elements have to be present for that continuity to happen. And that is the presence, the physical presence of the Prophet, or the presence of the book, or the presence of clear and binding arguments, or if even that is absent, or if that is there but it's not clear, then we talk about what we call أو مَحَجَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ, a path which is present, which is there, which exists, which is standing. قَائِمَةٌ, which is something that stands, something that has withstood the course of time and is there, present, and usable.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we say mahajjatun qa'ima, what does it mean? We talked about all of the other things previously, the other three aspects. Now we want to see that sometimes it is possible that we don't have enough statements or teachings that are clear, present from the prophets, or we have them, but there are some contradictory statements. So because of the way they have been narrated, or because of time and the way they were recorded, so they are not coming in well. Like, so a person gets a bit confused in this situation. Still, even at this time, the prophetic mission can continue through what we call mahajjatun qa'ima. Mahajja, basically, it means a path or a road. Mahajjatun qa'ima means a road that is there, that is preserved, that is usable. If a road is there but it is broken, or there are big gaps, there are huge, let's say, crevices or holes or craters, then that means that road is not usable. or is not there, is not present in a way. Mahajjatun qa'ima is that road that is usable, that can be utilized, that is present, and you can actually pass through that easily. Sometimes what happens is that because of the teachings of the prophets throughout the ages, there is a certain road that is created. And these roads are those teachings that not necessarily you do not know them specifically as statements or words in your mind. Like you don't have them written down as words or statements or as a book or as, for example, a collection of narrations. No, not necessarily that way. But it is a style of working, a style of thinking, and a type of living and lifestyle that is, you can say that has been inherited due to the teachings of the prophets. So let me give you an example. As human beings, you don't need to have specific statements to tell you that, you know, killing a person suddenly on the road just because he angered you is something good to do. You don't need a prophetic statement to tell you that. But the prophets told us throughout time that, you know, just going and attacking people, killing them for material gains is not something correct. The prophets fought against all of these things. Cheating, lying, wrong dealings, right? Everyone knows this is wrong. Now, you can say that, yeah, this is something that is there already ingrained in our spirits. But it's not necessarily like that. There needs some sort of support from outside, which was in the form of the prophetic teachings.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we say that there are certain understandings about how we deal with things, the do's and the don'ts, and certain understandings we have about the universe, about God, about, you know, the angels, about different things that are there in all people, like all religious people have them, but not necessarily written down in form of specific books. Or it can be like that, that certain communities, they follow that process, but they don't have anything written as such. For example, not cheating one another, not lying to one another unnecessarily, okay? Not just attacking people, not oppressing people, or not adhering to people that are corrupt. I mean, you might have a community that does not follow corrupt people, but it is not because it is written in a book, but it is because they attest to it. They feel this is that path that has been laid by the prophets. They might not even know which prophet, or they might have even forgotten that there was a prophet, but this path has been laid for mankind to follow. But this has to be a firm path, a path that is that they can adhere to, and mankind sees this to be a correct adherence. It's a bit of a technical argument, but I don't want to go into the nitty-gritties of the technical argument on how what this path is. But I'll give you a simple example in the narrations that we have. Is, for example, we have a narration that says, talks about the fact that the people at the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and some of the Christians also, they have been admonished for following their scholars. Why? Because their scholars were not acting according to what they preached, number one. And number two, their scholars were adhering and were close to oppressors. Now, this admonishment only makes sense if the people had something to adhere to, something to bank on. And that is what we call mahajjatun qa'ima. Inshallah, we shall discuss about that in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه